The Pope, our God, is a communion of love. The Holy Father's words before the Angelus. At 12 noon today, the Holy Father Francis looked out of the studio window in the Vatican Apostolic Palace to recite the Angelus with the faithful and pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square. These were the Pope's words in introducing the Marian prayer. Before the Angelus. Dear brothers and sisters, buongiorno. Today, Solemnity of the Holy Trinity, the Gospel is taken from the Jesus Dialogue with Nicodemus, CFJN 3:16-18. Nicodemus was a member of the Sanhedrin, passionate about the mystery of God. He recognizes in Jesus a divine master and goes to speak to him in secret, in the night. Jesus listens to him, understands he is a man on a quest, and then first he surprises him, answering that to enter the kingdom of God one must be reborn. Then he reveals the heart of the mystery to him, saying that God loved humanity so much that he sent his Son into the world. Jesus, therefore, the Son, talks about his Father and his immense love. Father and Son. It is a familiar image that, if we think about it, disrupts our images of God. Indeed, the very word God suggests to us a singular, majestic, and distant reality, whereas to talk about a Father and a Son brings us back home. Yes, we can think of God in this way, through the image of a family gathered around the table, where life is shared. Besides, the table, which is also an altar, is a symbol with which certain icons depict the Trinity. It is an image that speaks to us of a God of communion. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, communion. But it is not only an image, it is reality. It is reality because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that the Father poured into our hearts through Jesus, cf. Gal 4:6, makes us taste, makes us savor God's presence, the presence of God, always close, compassionate and tender. The Holy Spirit does with us what Jesus does with Nicodemus. He introduces us to the mystery of new birth, the birth of faith, Christian life. He reveals the heart of the Father to us, and he makes us sharers in the very life of God. The invitation he extends to us, we might say, is to sit at the table with God to share in his love. This would be the image. This is what happens at every Mass, at the altar of the Eucharistic table, where Jesus offers himself to the Father and offers himself for us. Yes, that is how it is, brothers and sisters, our God is a communion of love, and this is how Jesus revealed him to us. And do you know how we can remember this? With the simplest gesture, which we learnt as children, the sign of the cross, with the sign of the cross. With the simplest gesture, with this sign of the cross, by tracing the cross on our body, we remind ourselves how much God loved us, to the point of giving his life for us, and we repeat to ourselves that his love envelopes us completely, from top to bottom, from left to right, like an embrace that never abandons us. And at the same time, we commit ourselves to bear witness to God as love, creating communion in his name. Perhaps now, each one of us, and all together, let us make the sign of the cross on ourselves. Today, then, we can ask ourselves, do we bear witness to God as love? Or has God as love become in turn a concept, something we have already heard, that no longer stirs provokes life? If God is love, do our communities bear witness to this? Do they know how to love? Do our communities know how to love? And our family, do we know how to love in the family? Do we keep the door open always? Do we know how to welcome everyone, and I emphasize, everyone, to welcome them as brothers and sisters? Do we offer everyone the food of God's forgiveness and gospel joy? Does one breathe the air of home, or so we resemble more closely an office or a reserved place where only the elect can enter? God is love, God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he gave his life for us, for this cross. And may Mary help us to live the Church as that home where one loves in a familiar way, to the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.